Welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library's podcast, Do We, Don't We?
The podcast that shows you what our library has beyond the books.
On each episode, staff at the LaPorte County Public Library will introduce you to services at the library that might surprise you.
Come along and find out, do we, don't we?
Hi, I'm Christy Chatterton, Public Relations for the LaPorte County Public Library. Being the daughter of an amazing artist and having my own love of painting and creating all things, I'm excited to talk to you today about the art that we have on display throughout all of our library locations. After the library renovations were completed in 2017, we wanted to make the public spaces as rich visually as they are in resources. Historically, libraries have been a place to express creativity, promote ingenuity, and share all of the greatness that makes our community the best. What better way to celebrate all of those things than through vivid art? So we set out to ensure that each location would have access to all types of creative works by Hoosier artists and artisans. At the Hannah and Union Mills branches, we installed an artist hanging rail system to display works of art from the local school corporations. Teachers, students, and local artists may contact the library to inquire about having their works out for viewing for a certain amount of time. This is a true collaboration between the library and the community that we serve. The Rolling Prairie branch houses an arched window that was salvaged from the old library, which was a church, and we had it turned into a beautiful stained glass wall piece. The backlit art creates stunning hues of color that dance off the walls. The art is located near the public meeting room. Thanks to a generous gift made to our Kingsford Heights branch, we were able to acquire three prints from LaPorte County artist Andrea Peterson. Andrea moved to LaPorte County 20 years ago, establishing a studio and farm in partnership with John Hook. The natural beauty of the area and unique environmental qualities inspire her work. Her works include images made with paper pulp, prints with or without images made with paper pulp, and pencil or ink drawings. Andrea's artwork that we have acquired through the gift exemplifies her source of inspiration and a draw directly from local plants and animals. On a unique side note, Andrea has even come to the main library and collected our fall cuttings of the irises and used them to add to the pulp which she makes her paper from. Paintings from Hoosier artist Dan Annarino hang in the Cool Spring branch. Annarino said of his work, "I'm particularly interested in the relationships between sheds, barns, fields, crops, trees, rows, waterways, hedgerows, horizon, and the sky. The composition of the rural landscape and man-made structures have a graphic quality to them. The juxtaposition of the linear, grid-like elements contrasting with the natural forms create an interesting mix. There is a quiet beauty and a sense of nostalgia about the changing architectural landscape that offers nourishment for the senses and the spirit. In my paintings, I attempt to tap into that spirit, translate it, and share it with others. If you haven't been to the Cool Spring branch location, there's not a better place for his work to be hanging. It sits right in the middle of a beautiful rural landscape, and it's just really stunning. The main library building is a piece of art itself. The neoclassical features, such as the arched windows and the massive stone steps, showcase the masterful Hoosier masonry work and overall timelessness of the neoclassical architecture. Within the walls of the main library, we've acquired a small collection of regional artworks that lend themselves to the building's modern classic design. In the Youth Services Department, We have a vibrantly colored collection from local artist Laurel Izzard. Based in Michigan City, Izzard is an award-winning fiber and mixed media artist with numerous exhibition credits to her name. Her bright and whimsical characters create a fun addition to the children's area. Osamu Noguchi, a world-renowned sculptor, left his Japanese homeland at the tender age of 14 to find himself among the rolling hills of LaPorte County. With the hospitality of three local families, Noguchi went on to become one of the most influential sculptors of the 20th century. A group of dedicated local art enthusiasts, working as the Osamu Noguchi Tribute Fund, commissioned a striking mural by regional artist Dave Blaget, featuring Noguchi's life story. The mural hangs in the periodical area of the library. The Tribute Fund was also able to work with the LaPorte High School to secure a Noguchi sculpture, which will be on display. The latest contribution to the library's art was a generous donation from the family of John Higley. John grew up in the mid-century in rural Union Mills on his family's farm. He spent time throughout his life studying at the New York Studio School, creating sculpture in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, wrapping buildings in translucent sheets of plastic in Paris, France, and ultimately ending in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, where he and his wife founded the French-American preschool Le Jardin à l'Ouest in 1971, and Jardin Galerie, a children's art gallery, in 2000. John died in 2013, leaving a wonderful legacy as an amazing artist and thinker. The LaPorte County Public Library is honored to showcase his work beginning in 2021. So, no matter which location you frequent, make sure to experience the art that we have hanging or take the opportunity to go visit some of our other locations to see their art as well. Thank you for listening, and I'm looking forward to bringing you more topics, more discussions, and more fun podcasts in 2021.